drug treatments for people with schizophrenia do not work as well as some doctors had thought, or as well as drug companies had claimed. That's according to a new government study that says even the newest drugs have many side effects. Doctors and patients face tough choices when trying to pick the right medication to try to control schizophrenia. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
Some 3 million Americans have schizophrenia. It's a long-term illness marked by delusions and hallucinations. Only about 15% hold jobs. Some wind up homeless. Still, people with schizophrenia do much better than 40 or 50 years ago, when they were likely to be locked up in a state mental hospital. The changes came with the invention of antipsychotic drugs. But those drugs left people with terrible side effects, like tremors and rigid muscles. So doctors and patients welcomed a second generation of antipsychotic drugs that started being sold in the 1990s. Doctors didn't know for sure how well those new drugs worked until now.
As this new study shows, many of the medications are helpful, but they're not as helpful as we'd like.
Dr. Thomas Insull is director of the National Institute of Mental Health. His agency paid for the study of the new drugs.
They don't actually serve as any kind of a cure. At best, they keep some of the symptoms, not all of them, under control.
But usually only for months, not years. Some new and old drugs work better than others. But even the new drugs have serious side effects.
We've traded one set of side effects for another. Now we're seeing not so much these motor Parkinson's-like side effects, but problems with weight gain, with what sometimes is called a metabolic syndrome, changes in plasma lipids, changes in not only in weight, but in a kind of diabetes-like disorder.
The new study appears in the New England Journal of Medicine. It followed 1,400 patients. Over 15 months, most of them, 74%, quit the medication they were first given, often because of the side effects. Still, Insull says these new antipsychotic medications are now among the most commonly prescribed each year.
This is not a small part of the market. We're talking about the fourth largest group of drugs prescribed in the United States, and the collective cost is about $10 billion.
The new drugs are expensive. They can cost more than $600 a month. An older generic version costs less than $20, and in the study, it worked just about as well. But Insull says one drug isn't better than the others, only that what works best for one patient may not work for another.
Individualized treatment, that's what we're after. That's the target.
Dr. Robert Friedman's a psychiatrist at the University of Colorado Health Sciences Center.
I think that the study does help explode the myth that if only people stayed on their medication, their illness would be fine.
Friedman wrote an editorial in the journal about the study. He says it showed that it's the drugs that fall short.
There is a thought that people with schizophrenia will do all right as long as they stay on their medication. Medications are extremely helpful, but medications have very severe side effects, and they don't help entirely to alleviate the illness.
Dr. Friedman and Dr. Insull, the government scientist, say there's more to do. That government needs to help drug companies find better drugs, and that patients need more, like help finding jobs, housing, and getting support from family and friends. Those things can also cut down on relapses and help people with schizophrenia function in the world. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.